Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
With your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Taking practical
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's radio. Yahuwah's Ministry. I'll be your host by name, your seer, Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a brand new series called Part 2 of the Due Order of YHWH Yahuwah through his people, Israel. This is part two. We got part one yesterday on that brand new series, and this is part two, the due order of YHWH through his people, Israel. So this is part two. So we're going to stroll down on the international side and see who are joining us on another episode of part two. Brand new series. And remember one thing, the elders broadcast, right after this, you'll hear Elder Josiah Israel, you'll hear Elder Mr. Tibbs, and you also will hear the seer in the background if needed, no doubt about it. Remember, that comes right after the broadcast, so stay tuned, it'll be a long night, and you will hear Sister Adopted Mother Adopted Israel C. Royal. Mother Adopted Israel. And she will be doing the reading. And she will. So one thing about it, the foxtail have been lit. The curtain have went up. It's all about one thing now, C. Royal. It's organizing in the mind. You have to organize now in the mind. And you got to examine what you have been taught. And see, can it stand up with the Bible open? And that was this ministry aimed to do all over the known world. So let's throw it out on the international side and see who all joining us. We're going to look at the international countries, and we see that all the slots are spilt. So that's 195 international countries have logged in to this broadcast. And that's a good thing. And what's flashing out of New York? What's flashing out of New York? 1-0-4-4-5-7-9. 1-0-4-5-7-9. Whatever that number is, Mr. Tibbs will tell you all about it. Let's bring Mr. Tibbs in, let you know we'll bring this broadcast to Elder. We'll bring you the Elder in. He'll tell you all about 195 international countries. 1-0-4-4-5-7-9. He'll tell us all about it. It'll be a long night tonight, but this is a long night of eternity. Eternity. It is time now. See, what you're working with, is it up under the Almighty One, or is it up under the world? We're going to find out. So we're going to bring the Elder in, Mr. Tibbs, and tell you all about this broadcast. And we're going to read a couple of memos while it's going on. So when you meet your brother, well, when you meet the elder, what a loud voice you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be to your seed, Royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Well, Elder, I'm excited because now I'm going to kick off some real stuff and it's time now to get on the front line on all networks, and we on Blog Talk, Pal Talk, and four or five more stations picking us up as we speak. So we got a long night ahead of us, and some dust says to Almighty Four-Letter Man, YHWH. So what do you got to say to to this national audience, 195 international countries, 104-4579. What did the Almighty put on you to tell them you're on the clock? Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of another glorious attending number of people that came to hear the words of Yahweh. Looks like 104,579 listeners. Well, you know what? That's exactly what we're going to hear, the words of Yahweh. Because we know we all have came to hear the things that most of us can hear. And some listening never understand. That's without proper teaching. To see those things in the Bible that most of us can see, and some looking never can find. For the uninformed can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahweh makes all this and more possible for the righteous. We know we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures. There are those that are out there that camouflage evil teachings for righteous learning. That's why I say from 1 John chapter 4, verse number 3, where he says, every spirit that confesses not that Yahweh the Son has come in the flesh is not of Yahweh. And this is the spirit of the anti-Yahweh. Wherefore you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. So knowing that it's here already, we're here to help guide you through these dark times of Christianity and wrong teaching. So we welcome and thank you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's Word. Connecting the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know that you all came to seek, and you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's right, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, generally no class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday from 7:15 to 10:15 for the current time changes in the season. The bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we have a website address that the listening members can use. To do this, open up any search engine on any one of the smart devices you're currently on, even that smartwatch. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under this big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. Clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name, bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh live? Also, to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar explains what the feast days are in detail, according to Bible scripture, when they begin and when they end. Pretty exciting calendar, I would have to say. For the live program, this feature is only available during the live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your systems. Right on the search line, as I have been asked before, type in the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look down the list for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. Current time repeating will be after 10:30 due to start time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices that you own. Once again, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. This time, choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually any previous day on the list that you would like to listen. We're also making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. As was said earlier, we're now after the normal broadcast on Broad Talk, we're on Pal Talk, listed under ethnic groups, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where the word of Yahuwah is also working. Online to help you with your Bible questions will be there to answer Elder Josiah, Elder Mr. Tibbs, that's myself, along with Seer Israel to answer your biblical questions. But before we go, we'd like to ask that you keep the scriptures in mind. This is what makes your day go good. This is what also helps you remember what you have read. Because in 1 John, actually, let's change that. Let's go to John, the book of John, St. John, chapter 14, verse number 26. Let's see what that says. 26, but the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring unto things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. This is why when we rehearse the righteous act and we begin to come familiar with the scriptures, just like I said, it will come into your remembrance. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there, Mr. Tibbs. That's excellent again on your part, and we'll catch you on the bottom part when you give your conclusion before you get prepared to open that brand-new broadcast up coming up on Pal Talk called Ask the Elders. So if you got any questions pertaining to the Bible, remember, the broadcast is coming on right after this broadcast is over with. It's Ask the Elders. But what you ask them is a Bible-related question to what you got to have a scripture. So when you come to the microphone, make sure you got a scripture that you get ready to then mother of Dr. Israel coming out of camp 2 will read your verse off. Then we'll go into the Bible and see can we connect the answer according to the Bible. So remember one thing in last night's lesson is showing you about 1440, everything must be done decent and in order. We're here to save you from, but if you got already the understanding of it, it's going to match. But sometimes you got people that need, that's waiting to hear something, and they need the lifeguard. You know, the thing you throw out in the water, and they want to get into it. So that broadcast with the elders going to be on is not a Jenny Jones talk show. It's about helping you understand how to help yourself and how to help others in these trying times today. So that's why we will be available for you. The Six Anointed Camps will be able to help you understand your Bible, because we've been taught the Bible by those upon the Christianity. And when you examine Christianity, it came from 321 A.D. That is the start of Christianity. And from that point to this point, that's how we've been led. So, we're doing a brand new series now called The Due Order of YHWH. And that is the proper name, what we took care in last night lesson, his proper name. And we show soundly that when you look in the English and see the word Lord God or Jesus, it is a mistranslation for YHWH, pronounced Yahweh. So we took care of that in tape one. So you can go and pull up the last tape one and hear that entirely, because you need your foundational understanding. And we're here for you. We're here to show you how to get the blessing through him by understanding this man is a due order. And that's the same thing about the lights out in the streets. If the light is flashing and giving a sound that don't sound right or don't look right, you don't know what to do. So that's what this ministry is for. The Six Anointed Camps is to guide you through the scriptures, to help you understand that we have to be able to help our loved ones before the system destroy them through things that is not true, and other lessons will take care of that. All right, you got it good. No said on that. We're going to open the lines up and look for Brother Yahdai Israel and bring him in. And what are they saying? What you saying, WCC, World Council of Churches, what you saying? You got the mute button going already? That's so. All right, then, what we'll do, we'll run up and see. Can we find, okay, until you all got his microphone ready, you let us know, because last night his microphone was down for 3 hours. So if his microphone, you let us know when his microphone ready. We'll come with that with it. So we'll go signify on Sister G Israel, and we'll bring her in until the microphone is ready to go. And we got all the camps standing by to assist in the night's broadcast, and that's a great thing. Signify on Sister G Israel and bring her in. And one thing about it, when you meet your sister, with a loud voice, you say, Sister G. Israel, tribe of Yahdai Judah, Yahweh be your seed royal.
Yahweh bless you, seed Israel, of seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, there, Sister G. Israel, we're going to see if we can throw some on the table. The World Council of Churches, 500 million members, say we are working on Brother Yahdai's microphone. and we have his microphone going shortly, but what we can do, we'll get something going on. How about getting that microphone and let this national audience hear what do Luke chapter 12, verse 12 say? Sister G. Israel, C. Roy, you on the clock, come up.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say in that very same hour. And that's the game changer. You want to make sure whatever you do, the Almighty is in your lesson and in your program, not the world. Not the world. Now, you know why we say that? Let's find out why we say that from the book of James. Let's see why you don't want the world to dictate to you. Let's go to the book of James. From the book of James there, Sister G. Israel C. Let me show you why what it says in 4 down to verse 8. Let me show you why when you're teaching a lesson, you don't want the world to dictate your lesson. Let's see what he says in James chapter 4, verse 4, down to verse 8. We open up right there. Remember, this is a brand new series called The Due Order of YHWH through his people, Israel. James chapter 4, verse 4, Sister G. Israel, what did that say? Come on.
James chapter 4. Verses 4 through 8. James 4, verse 4. You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with Yahweh? Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of Yahweh. 5. Do you think that the Scripture says in vain, the spirit that dwells in us lusteth to envy? 6. But he giveth more grace, mercy. Wherefore, he says, Yahweh resisteth the proud, but giveth grace, mercy, unto the humble. 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to Yahweh. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 8. Draw near to Yahweh, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your minds, you double-minded. No sound.
Yeah, the WCC, the World Council of Churches, came in on the microphone and had to remind me of something. And I understand that. That's why right now we got to be plainly understand one thing. Land School Banquet Hall radio station, exactly what we have to have, because one thing about it, when you start uncovering things and you're going to get all type of interference, just like Brother Yagdal's microphone is in repair instead of being unmute to go. So let's precept that and find out a little bit more. So you have to make sure that you're not so fascinated with what goes on the world scene. See, the world scene, you must understand one thing. The reason you're in captivity today is because of the world scene, of your disobedience of the Bible, understanding. Now, we're going to precept that to 1 John chapter 2 and pick it up 15 down to verse 18. Now, we're going to precept that. Let's see how when you precept your Bible by comparing scriptures with other scriptures, it'll give you the answer. He said, love not the world. Now, he's going to tell you again, in 1 John chapter 2, 15 down to verse 18. What it says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 down to 18. Sister G. Israel, you're back on the clock. Come on.
1 John verses 15 through 18. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of Yahuwah, of the Father, is not in him. 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 17. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of Yahuwah abideth forever. 18. Little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that anti-Yahuwah has come, even now are there many anti-Yahuwahs, whereby we know that it is the last time.
So the anti-Yahuwah have came. And what did he warn the disciples, the followers, about that in 14, verse 30 of St. John? So he warned the ones that's going to be clearing his word about this anti-person. He warned them in 14, verse number 30. And what did he say there, Sister G. Israel?
John chapter 14, verse 30. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me.
And the prince of this world cometh and he ain't got nothing in me. The prince of this world coming and he ain't got nothing in me. So whatever he tell you is going to be total opposite of what you need to hear. And it was already prophesied in Revelation 12, verse 9, something this prince have did. It was prophesied and John wrote it down, and John had it written. So remember when you read John 1, 17 through 19 and 4, 1, John is writing it hereafter. So John wrote this in 12, verse 9, and what he say, Sister G. Israel? What did he say in 12, verse 9 of Revelation?
Revelation, chapter 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his evil ministering spirits were cast out with him.
Okay. So now you've been warned that he is in the world, and he has deceived the whole world. So how do you know that you have been deceived? How do you know you haven't been deceived? All you have to do is examine yourself through the scriptures and see. But how do the scriptures work? Well, you know, I've read my Bible for so many years, and I've read the Bible 20, 35 times. But is that the answer to how you read your Bible? Let's give an answer and show you how you read your Bible according to scripture. Let's go to Acts chapter 8 and pick up verse 26. And let's see how do you read your Bible and what's supposed to come behind your Bible. In Acts chapter 8, verse 26, down to verse 31. Let's see what the Bible says you're supposed to do. Sister G. Israel, you're on the clock. Come on.
Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 31. Acts chapter 8, verse 26. And the ministering spirit of Yahuwah spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down unto Jerusalem, Pulitria, that Judah, the southern kingdom, unto Gaza, which is desert. 27. And he arose, and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, Cush, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Cush, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to the southern kingdom for to worship. 28, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah, the seer. 29, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join yourself to this chariot. 30, and Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the seer Isaiah, and said, understandeth you what you readest? 31, and he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired that Philip would come up and sit with him.
So we found out a man had to guide you. The mental spirit says a man got to guide you. He said, Philip, go catch this man because he's reading his Bible. And Sister G Israel, you said this man is, what did you read again in 826 again? 826. What did you read in 826?
And the ministering spirits of Yahuwah spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Yahdah Judah unto Gaza, which is desert.
All right, the next verse.
27. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Cush, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of Cush, who had the charge of all her treasure and had to come to Yahdah Judah for to worship.
A man of Cush. So in Genesis 10:6, tell me about this man of Cush in Genesis 10:6. He says a man of Cush. Let's examine that in Genesis 10 verse 6.
Genesis chapter 10 verse 6. And the sons of Ham, Cush and Mizraim and Put and Canaan.
Mm-hmm. So the sons of Ham, that produced Cush. And so when you look at the scripture, turn to Acts chapter for a minute there, Sister G Israel. Let's run to the 11th chapter. And let's find out what was the people doing called Israelites. They was doing something in the 11th chapter. They was doing something in 11 verse number 19. Can you read what was the children of Israel doing in 11 verse 19 of Acts?
Acts chapter 11 verse 19. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen and traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto Yahdah Judah only.
Mm-hmm. So if they was preaching the word to Yahdah Judah only, this man of Cush that got there in Ethiopia, we have to investigate this by going to Zephaniah and find out who was this man by going to Zephaniah chapter 3. Let's go to Zephaniah chapter 3 and find out who was this man that was of Cush or Ethiopia. Let's go find out who this man is that was coming up. Let's go and record who was this man by going to Zephaniah chapter 3, verse number 9. I'll tell you what. Let's go to verse 10. We can get right down to it because we got to get on down the road. Let's go to Zephaniah 3:10 and find out exactly who this man was.
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 10. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, Cush, my supplants, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring mine offering.
Yeah. So then was dispersed of the children of the book dispersed in the land of Cush, in the land of, so that was a man of the dispersed. That's the one was coming to the high days to keep the feast days. See, we are scattered to every nation up under the sun. So when we was read about a man of Cush or Ethiopia, that was a man of Israel coming back to keep the feast days and the Sabbath days of the Almighty. Because
if I can be heard, Sister G, can I be heard?
Yahweh bless you, Yahweh Israel.
Hallelujah. Yahweh. I know I look like I see us back in here. Come on back, see ya.
Yahweh Israel. Excellent. The WCC, the World Council of Churches, got so much to say, and so let me make a little detour on what I'm on. So a question they want to be asked when they can continue to interfere with my microphone, the World Council of Churches. So a question they want to be answered now while they got these other big dignitaries on the room. So let me make a little slight detour on that. And thank you that Brother Yahdai Israel to hold out. They got a question that they want to be answered. So let me make a little slight detour real quick. And Dick Israel, can you run to Daniel chapter 2? Make a little slight detour for a minute and answer their question, and then I guess they'll stand by and listen instead of keep cutting me off, coming in on my talk. Let's run to Daniel chapter 2, bigger verse 38. Let's read a little bit there, Sister G. Israel. And let's read exactly and find out what's going on. So swing down to Daniel chapter 2, verse 38. And let's see what we have. Okay, good. Sister Z, swing down to Daniel chapter 2 and verse 38. Let's see when we are after the WCC. 500 million people's question that they got on tape. Let's see what they're talking about in 238. Turn to Daniel 238 for a minute. Let's see when we take a look at this. And that's why we keep telling you, see, Roy, we got to respond to what we got to do. Because when you're inside else, they got the first and the last word. Let's take a look at what they so excited about and what they want to know in Daniel 2:38. Turn to 2:38 and let me see exactly what you answer 2:38 down to such verse. Pick up verse 2:38 and start reading a little bit. Let's see what we can work with. Daniel chapter 2, pick up 38 and do a little reading, and I'll pull you down when I got to the point that I'm looking on this memo. Come on.
Daniel chapter 2, verse 38. And whensoever the children of men dwell, and wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven has he given into your hand, and has made you ruler over them all. You are his head of gold. 39. And after you shall arise another kingdom inferior to you, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. 40. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, forasmuch as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things. And as iron that breaketh.
Yeah, well, that's wrong right there. So this fourth kingdom is the fourth kingdom. It's going to be a kingdom of iron, the fourth kingdom. Now, that iron means a great military. WCC, this right here means a great military. Now, this fourth kingdom is no kingdom past the fourth kingdom. So this is a military kingdom that points at whoever in power today, they have a iron military, and that's point to one nation that have this capability. But let's find out what I'm going to happen next. Come on.
Verse 40. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things. And as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. 41. And whereas you saw the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron. For as much as you saw the iron mixed with miry clay. 42. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken.
Yeah.
43. And whereas you saw as iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. 44. And in the days of these kings shall Yahuwah of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. 45.
That's it right there. So he said, now in the days of these kings, there's going to be a kingdom set up that's another kingdom going to be set up that's not going to never come loose. Is there going to be a kingdom that's set up that's going to be able to deal with this kingdom? But I want to take a look at a verse that what's going to happen, that the sign of this kingdom and what this kingdom going to be doing. This kingdom going to be examining things that said that is not going to never be broken. Now, let's precept that to Nahum 1, 9, and 12. And this is what he's saying about this kingdom. He says something in Nahum chapter 1, verse 9 and 12. So the WCC, World Council of Churches, listen. So it will be a kingdom in the midst of his kingdom set up. But Nahum says in 1, 9 and verse 12, pertaining to this kingdom, what he says about this kingdom there, Sister G. Israel, 1, 9 and 12.
Nahum chapter 1, verses 9 and 12. What do you imagine against Yahuwah? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. 12. Thus saith Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh, though they be quiet, and likewise many, yet thus shall they be cut down when he shall pass through. Though I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no more.
So he says, now this kingdom going to be set up while all this is going on. It's going to be a people that have been afflicted. And he says people are not going to be afflicted no more. So it's a people out here that must understand something, that your captivity is over. You just got to find out your way about what to do, because your captivity is over. That's going to be the kingdom that is not going to never be broken. Now let's give them a couple precepts on that. We'll give a couple precepts on that to help you out there, WCC, World Council of Churches. We'll get a couple more precepts on that right there, because it will be a ministry set up that is not going to go back into captivity. And we're going to go and see if we take a look at some prophecy on it. And he's going to make a profound statement now, Sister G. Israel. And let's see what he says. And we want to see what he says in the 7th chapter of Daniel, verse 17 and 18. Let's see what he says, 17, 18, and 25. Daniel chapter 7, verse 17, 18, and 25. Listen to what he got written in his Bible. You're not going to learn in any institution, but we're going to take a look at this. Then prayerfully, 500 million members will stop cutting my microphone on, so I can get back to the broadcast of part two. Take a look at verse 17, 18, and 25. What does it say?
Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7. Verses 17 through 18 and verse 25. Verse 17. These great beasts, which are four, are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. 18. But the saints, the 12 tribes of Israel, of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out to the saints, the 12 tribes of Israel, of the Most High, and think to change times and the Torah instructions, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times, and the dividing of times.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying that the saints is going to finally wake up, and they're going to see that they've been, it's time for them, and they're going to take it. But they're not going to, but how they going to take it? We're going to see how you're going to take it. So you think that you're going to take it by you out military, the other 17 nations? No. You have to precept your Bible and see how you're going to take it. You got to go to Zechariah and see how you're going to take it. Take it. You have to let the Bible tell you how you're going to take that, your position. We're going to see what can we read, that how we're going to take that, our position that we can read, by going to Zechariah. And we'll take a little look at how we're going to take back our position. See what we can read there, Sister D. Israel, on this take back. How are we going to take it back? If we're going to get our military together. And let's see what we got to read. In Zechariah chapter 1. Let's look at him sending somebody to tell him something in verse 13. Let's see what he says. Let's read a little bit in Zechariah chapter 1, verse 13. Let's see if we can read a little bit and see how this going to happen. Zechariah chapter 1, beginning of 13. Come on.
Zechariah chapter 1, verse 13. And Yahweh answered the ministering spirit that talked with me with good words and comfortable words. 14. So the ministering spirit that communed with me said unto me, cry you, saying, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, I am jealous for Yahdai Judah and for Zion, polluted for the city of David, with a great jealousy. 15. And I am very sore displeased with the nations that are at ease, for I a little displeased, and they helped afford the affliction. 16. Therefore, thus saith Yahweh, I am returned to Jerusalem, polluted for Yahdai Judah with mercies, and my temple shall be built in it, saith Yahweh of hosts, and a line shall be stretched forth upon Yahdai Judah. 17. Cry yet, saying, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad, and Yahweh shall yet comfort the city of David, and it shall yet choose Yahdai Judah. 18. Then I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. 19. And I said unto the ministering spirit that talked with me, what be these? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Yahdai Judah, the southern kingdom, Israel, the 10 northern tribes, and Jerusalem, polluted for Yahdai Judah, the southern kingdom. 20. And Yahweh showed me four carpenters. 21. Then said I, what come these to do? And he spake, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Yahdai Judah, so that no man can lift up his head, but these are come to fray them, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, polluted for Esau and his five sons, the other nations, which lifted up their horn over the land of Yahdai Judah to scatter them.
Ain't that something? That's nice. And so that's nice there for the Israel. So how is this going to happen? So how is this going to happen in Zechariah 4, verse number 6? So can we read how is all this good stuff going to happen? And let's see, can we read it in Zechariah 4, verse 6? How is this going to happen in 4, verse 6?
Zechariah 4, verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of Yahweh unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith Yahweh of hosts.
Ain't that something? He said, how you going down all these great kingdoms? You're going to go down by the word. So otherwise, you're going to recognize who you are. And remember, if you went over the last night's tape, you got a nice foundation on some things. So it's written on how the other nation going to meet their end, and then we're going to precept that and get a couple more in there. Sister G. Israel, put a couple more in there. And Jeremiah 51, so now let's see how this going to happen. We can read how it's going to happen now, WCC, World Chapter. Let's see exactly how this is going to happen in 19 down to verse 23. Let's take a look at something in 19, in the 51st chapter, verse 19 down to 23. So remember one thing. Y'all have told this message to the seers. So they know exactly how it's going to happen. Oh, you got to watch the signs of the time through the pages of the book, not watching that one I say. That one I say do not have your answer. This Bible, the Sixth Anointed Council, Voices of the True Israelites, we have your answer, because we can read your Bible on whatever question you have. That's why the broadcast, WCC, now on the Elder Show that followed this broadcast, then the kind of question you come to the microphone, and they're going to respond on it too, and I'll be there too. But see, by this being your radio station, you cut in on me and say, listen, you answer that, and we'll stop cutting you off. See, I don't like that spirit, but that's your, but it's your radio station. So now, in the 51st chapter, now we're going to show you how it's going to happen. We're going to show you exactly who's going to do what to you. Jeremiah 51, 19, 9, verse 23. We're going to read it and see who's going to do what to you right here in Jeremiah 51, 19 to 23. But it says, Sister G. Israel, see Israel.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verses 19 through 23. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 19. The portion of Israel is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. Yahweh of hosts is his name. 20. You are my battle axe and weapons of war, for with you will I break in pieces the nations, and with you will I destroy kingdoms. 21. And with you will I break in pieces the horses and his rider, and with you will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. 22. With you also will I break in pieces man and woman, and with you will I break in pieces old and young, and with you will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. 23. I will also break in pieces with you the shepherd and his flock, and with you will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen, and with you will I break in pieces captains and rulers.
Ain't that something? So this is Israel. So how is this thing going to happen out there? A kingdom, I have a kingdom, and they got great iron, I mean great military. So according to the Bible, How would they meet their end according to what you just got through reading now? So Jesus really drinking a little herbal tea on that. How is they gonna come to an end, and who gonna do it?
With you, the 12 tribes of Israel are my battle axe, Yahweh's battle axe, and weapons of war. For with you, the 12 tribes of Israel, will Yahweh break in pieces the nations, Esau and his five sons. And with you, the 12 tribes of Israel, will I destroy kingdoms.
Ain't that something? You mean that Bible tells that? So that's why you have to know who you are, see, right? If you know who you are, you understand that, but he don't told you now this is how you have to do it. Like Zechariah 12, verse 6. Let me show you how you have to do it. So that means that you have to understand what he's saying in 12, verse 6 of Zechariah. He told the seer something in 12, verse 6 of Zechariah, how it's going to happen. So listen, you think you're going to get a jerk and a kick and it's going to happen? You're going to tell you how it's going to work?
Zechariah chapter 12, verse 6. In that day will I make the governors of Yahda Judah like an hearse, a fire among the...
Hold on, Mr. G. Look at Zechariah 4, verse 6, real carefully. Zechariah 4, verse 6. Yes, ma'am. Yeah,
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of Yahweh unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but my spirit, saith Yahweh of hosts.
Not by power. So you ain't got to kind of sharpen no tree and get something to stick somebody with. Nope. You ain't got to do none of that. He said they're going down through the spirit, see, now. Now you got a precept there to find out what that means. So now you got a precept, the spirit, that all the nations going down. Then you got a precept your Bible. Let's go to Proverbs 1:23. Let's precept this right here and see exactly what he's saying. He said, it's not going to be by might. You ain't got to wrestle anybody. You ain't got to do that. And you ain't got to see how you can jump. He said, no, they're going down by the Spirit. Now, what is he saying? Yeah, you precept your Bible to Proverbs 1:23 and see. What did he say in Proverbs 1:23?
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
Oh, so that means you will have to know some words. You will have to know some words, although you don't read your Bible. I read this Bible 50 times from cover to cover. But you got to know some words to make this happen. So the spirit, he say, he going to pour out on you is this word. That means you're going to be able to look in this Bible and see exactly what to do. You go to St. John 6:53. And let's see, can we get a second witness on that through the precept. St. John 6:63. Now, WCC, World Council of Churches, 500 million members. I hope you got your answer and I can get back to what I'm on. St. John 6:63. So how you going down? And how are all the 17 nations going down? Is once Israel understand who they really are and where they have fallen from and how to get up through the word. And that's why this series is part two. The due order of YHWH. How? Through his people, Israel. Israel got to wake up and know who they are, Southern Kingdom, Northern Kingdom, and understand what is written in this Bible, how you're supposed to organize according to the scripture. But the spirit he's going to put on you is in St. John 6:63. And what is that, Sister G. Israel?
John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak with you, they are spirit and they are life.
So that means you're going to have to know some words. You're going to have to know some words. That's what he's saying. And the way you're going to get some words, you must get it from the sixth anointed council of voices of the true Israelites. So we are the ministry to show you the word as written. Sister G. Israel, I'm about to close the statement. But stand by because you might be back on shortly. It all depends on if the WCC will accept that. Close the statement, Sister G. Israel. We'll catch you tomorrow on the top part of the Saturday at 7:30. Put your closing statement. Come out.
Thank you, Sia Israel, for connecting the books. And Sia Royal, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's right. Don't be in the congregation of the dead. Because the congregation of the dead will have you to think it's going to be one way. And that's why you tell your kids, hush, hush, the news on. Hush, be quiet. Let me hear the news. No, what you need to hear, when the six anointed council of boss is over to Israelite on the network, that way you need to be on to make sure you hear what the Bible says. Because the Bible tells the whole story on what you need to know. Blow by blow. We bring Mr. Tibbs in for his closing thoughts. And then we'll see, because you're saying Brother Yagdow's microphone is ready to go. And this members is going to be a long broadcast. And remember, the elders are standing by, and they're getting all warmed up to answer any questions. So if you know how to go into Hal Talk, Tibbs will tell you all about it. The elder going to tell you all about it. And any Bible-related questions you got, WCC, instead of cutting in on my microphone, you go to Hal Talk and you ask the elders about what you asking me, and they'll give you an answer. And I'll be there, too, to make sure. So we're going to find the Tibbs and get his final thoughts. And take number two, let's find the Tibbs and bring him in. What you say, WCC? I sure cut him off. Well, it's your radio station. You do what you want to do. So you do what you want to do on your radio station, WCC. Mr. Tibbs, what is your final thoughts? And just say as Yahuwah on take two, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast here, Israel. And I look like I'm just enjoying listening to all this as much as everybody else, I would imagine. Because I know there's a lot of us that come for the good of Yahuwah's word. We do that on a continuing basis. We receive it and commend it and add unto it those of us that love his word. And some cast the same word that we listen to behind their backs. Can you believe that? What problem does this cause? It's not so good for others learning Yahuwah's words. As I said before, these are what the Bible describes as raving wolves in sheep clothing. That is mentioned in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse number 15. That come just to see who's attending, what we're talking about, and who's on their side, and deceptive thinking. Spreading rumors of non-Yahuwah things. And I know that a lot out there have seen just as much. These are the people that have to realize we're here for one reason. That's not who sits on your left or who sits on your right. To spread rumors, but that's to teach the word of Yahuwah. Because without proper teaching, here we run into another issue. We meet the blind leaders of the blind, as mentioned in the book of Matthew, again, chapter 15, verse number 14. Leading you away from the Bible precepts, the Sabbath days, and to your own double-minded speeches. Well, I know we don't like that, and we don't even pretend to, I should say, accept that. So what we accept is all of you attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, first and foremost and always about Yahuwah's word, connecting the books for your biblical education, as we usually do, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know you have to knock. This is information you came to seek. And you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we generally do have a Sabbath class. Now, for the members that don't know when the Sabbath day is, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:15 to 10:15. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we're also using a website address so listening members can log in and check a few things. Right on the search line, enter www.tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH.com. Now, after you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, or your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar to keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to you throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. On the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. Now, we're using two email addresses also for the listening members to use. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H-Y-S-R-A-E-L, at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. You know, you can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, we do have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can also call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six Atlantic camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, type in the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. One note, we're in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. We're also, one exciting note, as the CEO said, we're also, after the normal broadcasts on Broad Talk, we're on Pal Talk, listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for True Name Teachers, Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where Yahuwah's word is continually working. Online will be there to answer any questions. Bible related will be Elder Josiah and Elder Mr. Tibbs. That's me. And along with Seer Israel. And when we do this, keep the scriptures in mind, as I mentioned before, in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring things unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So knowing that, keep your Bibles open. Our program is still in progress. We'll turn it back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, positive, as excellent. I kept you elders on that, at our mother, Dr. Israel, she would be doing that powerful reading on that. So when you got a scripture, come to the microphone and adopt her mother, adopt Israel out of camp too, she'd be ready to hear what you got to scripture-wise, and it would be read. And once your scripture's read, the elders and myself will take a peep at it and see how may we help you. See, that's what this ministry is about, is how may we help you? Because there's things that we need to know that has been hid from us, just like we found out now that the WCC, the World Council of Churches, they want to know about how is, what is this saying? See, his fourth kingdom is a powerful kingdom, and it rules many nations, that fourth kingdom. But we know in writing how that fourth kingdom is going to go down. Now, when the children of Israel understand the protocol, once you wake up and understand one thing, your answer is not in that one I say. Your answer is in knowing the Bible, but according to Thus Says YHWH. This is part two of the due order. See, we got to know the due order. And once we got the due order, we're ready to go. Now, we're going to look with Brother Yahdai Israel, and we're going to, he said WCC, his microphone pretty good. Okay. Whatever you say, we're going to see if his microphone is pretty good. And we remember one thing. The mothers out of Camp 1, they want to holler in the microphone a little bit, too. We'll see. So we'll see. One thing about it, we're ready to do our part. Six anointed camps of voices of the two years of life. So when you meet your brother, for the loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, for our BJLC Royal.
Yep, God bless you, see Israel. I see you, Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother Yahdai Israel. You know, we're doing a brand new series there, Brother Yahdai Israel, and this is part two. And it's a couple things I just left off in part one that I need to add on, because this is going to be a very long series as we lay the foundation down. There's a couple things that I left out in part one. So let's go to the heavenly tablets called Leviticus 10 and 16. We're going to precept that a little bit and see what that means. Something I left out in take number one, so I want to throw a couple verses down in take two. Leviticus 24, verse 15 and 16. Brother Yahdai Israel, what say there? Come on.
Book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verse number 15 and verse 16 reads, Book of Leviticus 24, verse number 15, You shall speak unto the family of Israel, saying, Whosoever curses Yahweh shall bear his sin. Verse 16, And ye see that blaspheme at the name of Yahweh, they shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall certainly stone them, as well the stranger, as he that is born in the land, when he or she blasphemeth the name of Yahweh, shall be put to death.
Mm-hmm. Now, Paul was talking to a minister called, he was an elder, and Timothy. He got Timothy on his feet, and he put a little wrinkle in there in the 6th verse 1, And what he says in 6 verse 1 there, he says, it's good that you know the name. But he said, that's a great thing when you know the name. That's in part 1. But also, Paul told Timothy something in 6 verse 1, 1 Timothy 6, 1. And what did he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verse number 1 reads, Not as many servants as are under the yoke, count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of Yahweh and his doctrine be not blasphemed.
Oh, you got to have the name and the teaching. He said, you got to know that his name, and you got to have the teaching that comes from his name. So it's not just you just knowing the name. You got to know the name and his teaching. That's what doctrine means. So now, oh, I know his name. Okay, good. Then you have to know his teaching. Hey, and he tell you about his teaching in St. John's. He makes the, see, you got to know not only his name, but you have to know his teaching. And we go on to the seventh chapter and see, well, what is his teaching? See, we find out what's his teaching there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So, okay, we know his name is the four letters, YHWH. But what about, do you know his teaching? Pick it up at St. John chapter 7 and pick it up at verse 14 down to verse 18. See, do you know what he's getting ready to say? Let's see what he's getting ready to say in St. John chapter 4, verse 14 down to verse 17. What he's saying that, Brother Yahdai Israel, seed royal.
The book of St. John, chapter 7, verse number 14 through 17 reads, book of St. John, chapter 7, verse 14. Now about the midst of the feast, Yahweh the Son went up into the temple and taught. Verse 15. And Yahweh Judah, southern kingdom, marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Verse 16. And Yahweh the Son answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me.
He says, this doctrine, this teaching is not mine. And that's what we keep telling those of the big dignitaries all over the country. This is not a sixth anointed camp teaching. This is not our teaching. It's the teaching of this man. He has blessed us to go in this word. And you knew these days was coming. It got it written in St. John, maybe St. John chapter 13, verse 13. 13 and 34 and 35. See, you knew it's written up these days was coming. When the six anointed camps of bosses of the true Israelite come on these networks, this is not our teaching. We is following the instructions. So look what it says through saying that, Brother Yahdai Israel, and what do we got? What we just got through saying that, you on the clock, come on.
St. John chapter 13.
We're making Matthew. Thank you there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Matthew 13:13, 34 and 35. See, it's prophesied that a ministry will show up in the heart of the strength, the iron is here. You got a nation called the Iron Nation, and this nation got a military so strong that governs the world by their military. You know who that is. You clearly know. But he says, while that military at its best, kingdom went before that military. And they're going to take them all down through my word. Now, you got to keep staying tuned to see, well, who that ministry is going to take them all down through the word. You getting suspicious about that ministry? Huh? St. John, chapter Matthew 13:13, 34 and 35. Come on.
Book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse number 13, verse number 34 and verse 35 reads, book of Matthew 13, verse 13. Therefore speak I to them in parable, because they see it, see not. Hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. Verse 34. All these things spake Yahweh the Son unto the multitude in parables. Without a parable spake he not unto them. Verse 35. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the seer, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. Were the things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world.
You see that? So is a ministry, it's going to be, they're not going to really be, they're going to be speaking parables. But it's to you going to be a parable because you, it's going to make you always disembobulated. But he tells you why you're disembobulated. It's not really, to some, it's going to be just plain. Oh, yes. But to some, they're going to be rattled. Let's see what the answer to that in Mark chapter 4. You can get the answer to that in Mark chapter 4, 9 through 12. Get the answer to that. See, that's why you have to recognize six anointed camps. You have to recognize sometimes you read them scripture, and that scripture get them disembobulated. Like the doctrine or the teaching is your one. It's not your one. But he said this spirit will be, and you have to recognize that spirit when you hear it. Because they always will get upset, and they always be at a, like somebody them pull them when they speak. They'll keep you out on these things. Let's see what he told when his followers got him to himself. And they asked him something, and you know what? He gave him the answer. Let's see what he says in Mark chapter 4, 9 through 12. What did he say there, Brother Yahda Israel? What did he say?
The book of Mark, chapter 4, verse number 9 through 12 reads, Book of Mark 4, verse number 9. He said unto them, Hear she that have ears to hear, let them hear. Verse number 10. When he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. Verse 11. He said unto them, Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of Yahweh. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in a parable. Verse number 12. That seeing they may see and not perceive. Hearing they may hear and not understand. He said any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them.
He said they got to be converted. Then their sins will be forgiven to them. He said, first of all, they have to understand something, that unless you're greater than David, what did David do in the 73rd chapter, verse 17? See, he said, those that's without will always be confounded. Unless they that's without is greater than David. What did David say he did, and knowing he's going to be king over Israel forever, what did David do in the 73rd chapter, verse 17?
The book of Psalms, chapter 73, Psalm 17 reads, Until I went into the temple of Yahweh, then understood I therein.
Oh, so David with all that, going to be king over Israel forever when he woke up. He knew that for him to get some understanding, he must get to the temple of Yahweh. And we got six locations available for you. Because you cannot continue to think that you can keep up by being in Sirach of 6 verse 2. Think you can keep up and look at this as your mind. And look what he says to the seer in Sirach 6 verse 2. Listen to what he says in 6 verse 2.
The book of Sirach chapter 6 verse number 2 reads, Extol not yourself in the counsel of your own mind, that you be not torn in pieces as a bull straying alone.
So you see what happened? That'll happen to you. And that's why everything will disembobulate you. But what program is the second taping of the due order of the Almighty, YHWH, through his people, Israel. So the only way you're going to learn the due order, you must do what the man got written in the Bible. See? So now, there was a man and he said something to him, powerful man. In St. John chapter 3, verse 1 and 3, but he dropped something on it in verse 3. And look what he says to him in St. John chapter 1 and verse 3. What he say in St. John chapter 3, verse 1 and 3 there, brother, Yahdai Israel, see Reyes.
The book of St. John, chapter 3, verse number 1, verse number 3 reads, book of St. John 3, verse number 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of Yahdai Judah. Verse number 3, Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh.
He said, you got to be born again to see the kingdom. What is it, and what if you tell them in verse 10? What if you tell them in verse 10 now, brother, Yahweh Israel?
Verse number 10. Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, are you a master of Israel and know not these things?
So you say, you mean you're a master, you're a master teacher in Israel, Southern King, you don't know this thing, that you got to be born again? You know? But then when you precept the Bible, it tells you what you're talking about when you precept your Bible. Because if you get a thought in your head about what born again means, when you're born again, you get a thought in your head. Your thought going to be wrong. You have to precept your Bible and get the answer how to be born again. And it's going to the chief speaker of the nation of Israel and Peter 1, 2, and 3. And once you get the answer, what's written in the Bible, how you become born again. Let's see what it says in 1 Peter 1, 2, and 3.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 1. Verse number 23 reads, the book of 1 Peter 1, verse number 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of Yahweh, which liveth and abideth forever.
To be born again, you have to understand his word. To be born again, that means you understand his word. And when you understand this words, you have some Daniel to fear 9:22. Now, you're born again. That means you understand what Daniel says in verse 20 and who he said it to in verse 20 down to verse 22. Now, we're going to see born again do not mean you get a jerk and a kick and a breakout running. Born again meaning you understand what's written in Daniel, the seer, chapter 9, verse 20, down to verse 22. Let's see what the book says about being born again. How would you act according to Scripture? Daniel 9, 20 to 22. Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
The book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse number 20 through 22 reads, Daniel chapter 9, verse 20. While I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before Yahweh, my Yahweh, for the righteous mountain of my Yahweh. Verse 21. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I have seen in the vision at the beginning, being called to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. Verse 22. He informed me, he talked with me, and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill and understanding.
So, when you born again, you will have skills and you will have understanding. You will have skills and understanding. See? That means you know something because you got skills and understanding. See? Now, you sure you're born again? Because if you're born again, you have skills and understanding. And when the understanding hits you, you'll be an 8 verse 1 in Ecclesiastes. And this is what we'll see on you with skills and understanding. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1. Let me show you something about being born again. You have skills and understanding. And something else that will be shown up on you in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1. And what is that, Brother Yahshua Israel?
The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse number 1 reads, whether there's a wise man or woman who knoweth the interpretation of a thing, man and woman's wisdom make their face to shine, and the boldness of their face shall be changed.
He said the wisdom, we'll see the wisdom because you won't be disembobulated. And that's when you're born again, because we see the boldness in you because your face going to change. You will understand the sign of the time. So when you're born again, stand what he has said in this book, and you able to put your hand on it. You will know when he told Issachar's boy in Job chapter 18, verse 9 through 14. This is what he told Issachar's boy, Job, about something. Job chapter 18, verse 9 through 14. Something you will know. Let's see what it is that Brother Yahshua Israel.
The book of Job, chapter 18, verse number 9 through 14 reads. Book of Job 18, verse number 9. The genius shall take him by the heel, and the robbers shall prevail against him. Verse 10. The snare is laid for him in the ground, and a trap for him in the way. Verse 11. Terrors shall make him afraid on every side, shall drive him to his feet. Verse 12, the strength shall be hunger bitten, and destruction shall be ready at his side. Verse 13, it shall devour the strength of his skin, even the firstborn of death shall devour his strength. Verse 14, his covenant shall be rooted out of his temple, and it shall bring him to the king of terror.
Did you remember just said? He says, this one that have been terrorizing you, in verse 11, they's going to come to an end. He said, what going to happen to the one that have been terrorizing you, his day's going to come to an end. So he said, he's going to run into, sooner or later, he's going to run into who in Job 8:14, Israel, who is this terror? You know, the one that set the policies today. You know, the iron. You know, the one that tell you about you owe me for water, light, and gas. That's a terror, ain't it? You got to pay for water? So he said it's terror, king of terror, one day. Read verse 14 again. Let's see what he says in verse 14. This terror that's in verse 11. He's going to meet the king of terror one day. Do you know what that is? In verse 43, verse 14, that Brother Yahshua Israel.
The book of Job, chapter 18, verse 14 reads, his confidence shall be rooted out of his temple, and he shall bring him to the terror, and shall bring him to the king of terrors.
Now, who is the king of terror? See that? So they're going to bring him to the king of terror. So sooner or later, he's going to run into the king of terror. So that's why we have to understand some things got to be happening if you want the king of terror to start making his move in your life. There's some things that you got to do, and you have to recognize some things. And in Isaiah chapter 30, it's going to tell you something. There's some things that you got to start to recognize through the page of the book, not that one out of Satan. You got to recognize what's written in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 and 21. What's written in Isaiah 30, verse 20 and 21 there, Brother Yahshua Israel?
Book of Isaiah chapter 30, verse number 20, Verse 21 reads, Book of Isaiah 30, verse number 20. Though Yahweh give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, it shall not your teachers be removed at the corners anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers. Verse 21. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, This is the way. Walk you in it when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left.
Mm-hmm. So your teacher's going to tell you to, this is the way. You say your teacher's going to tell you, this is the way. So you got to have a teacher tell you, this is the way. And what is the precept of this is the way? You say your teacher's going to tell you, this is the way. What do that mean unless you precept your Bible? Let's go to 6:14 of St. John. It's not out. He's going to say, your teacher's going to tell you, this is the way. St. John 6:14.
The book of St. John?
Yeah, make it 6:14 there, Brother Yagdai Israel. Make it St. John 6, verse 14.
St. John 6:14?
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. 14:6? Which one? 14:6?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, that Brother Yagdai Israel.
The book of St. John, chapter 4, book of St. John, chapter 14, verse number 6 reads, Yahweh the Son said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto Yahweh the Father, but by me.
So he says, he the way. See, your teacher is going to show you, well, we know what that one I say have said. But the teacher's going to tell you, no, Yahweh the Son is the way. So now we got to, then he says, you got to walk in him. Now how you get your walk together? You don't imagine nothing in your brain about your walk. You got to precept your Bible. The 2 John 1, verse 6, to see how you get your walk right. No, you don't tell how you... You don't imagine how you get your walk right. No, you precept your Bible and see how you get your walk right. Because if he the way, Yahweh the Son. Then he said walk. Now you got to find out what you walk means that you can read. Let's see how you walk. And you're going to precept your Bible to 2 John 1 verse 6. And let's see how we get the walk right.
The book of 2 John, chapter 1, verse number 6 reads, And this is love, that we walk after the Torah instructions. This is the Torah instruction that as you have heard from the beginning, you shall walk in it.
He said you got to walk in the first 5 books. So examine yourself. Do you walk in the first 5 books? That's what he was saying. So you got to examine yourself. How is your walk going? He said, if you walk in, you will walk in the first 5 books. Now, examine yourself. Look in the mirror. Do you walk in the first 5 books? Do you walk? Because if you walk in the first 5 books, then you'll be met by somebody, and somebody will tell you something. If you walk is right, they'll tell you something in 6:14. Now, we're going to see when you get the answer to your walk. Let's go to St. John 6, verse 14. Now, here go your walk, and if you walk, you'll run into somebody. St. John 6:14 says what?
The book of St. John, chapter 6, verse number 14 reads, Book of St. John 6, verse number 14. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Yahweh the Son did, said, This is of a truth, that seal that should come into the world.
You'll recognize a seer in the midst of thee. You will recognize that, and then the seer is going to tell you something that he said in 5:14 of St. John. Then your seer is going to tell you something. But before he tell you something, I'm going to tell you what he's going to do first. Hold on, hold that point. I'm going to tell you what he's going to do first. Let's go to Acts chapter 10, verse 16. Let me show you what he gonna do first? Let's go to Acts chapter 10, verse 16. What does it say there, Brother Yahshua Israel? Acts 10, 16 and 30.
The book of Acts, chapter 10, verse number 16 and verse number 30 reads. Book of Acts 10, verse number 16. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Verse number 30. Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasted until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house. Behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing.
Mm-hmm. Now, Brother Yahshua Israel. Now, you know I'll miss me, but I can take that and work with it, but I'll miss me something. Let me swing over here and give me a little peek at something. Let me look at something real catchy because I'm kind of stuck. And there's a verse that I'm missing now, Brother Yahshua Israel. And I got to see what I'm missing. I'm missing me a pretty good hit. You know what I'm going to do? I guess I'll come back with that later because I'm missing me something. And I'm looking right here and I'm missing me something. And so we got to clearly understand that something is written in the book of Hebrew. Look at it called Hebrew, chapter 12, down to verse 8. Because that gives me a chance to look and see what I'm missing, because I missed me a good hit out of that. So by the time you get through it to Hebrews, chapter 12, 4 through 8, I should be able to come back with that hit there. That guy Israel come up.
The book of Hebrew, include the word Hebrews, chapter 12, verse number 4 through 8 reads, book of Hebrew, include the word Hebrews, chapter 12, verse number 4. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, verse 5. You have forgotten the exhortation, which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, my daughter, despise not you, the chastening of Yahuwah. The faint when thou art rebuked of him. Verse number 6. For whom Yahuwah loveth, he chasteneth. As good as every son and daughter whom he received. Verse 7. If you endure chastening, Yahuwah dealeth with you as with sons and daughters. For what son or daughter is he whom the father chasteneth not? Verse number 8. For if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards. And not sons or daughters.
Oh, wait a minute. It was a word in there called sin. Can you come back with that verse again? That's big talk you just had there, Brother Yahshua Israel. What? Come back with that verse. Now, Paul has been, let me set this up. Paul has been invited to that great big temple of Southern Kingdom. Now, he used a powerful word called, And he's speaking with the audience of the children of Israel at the temple. And it was a verse says something about some sin there. And remember, this broadcast, the lesson we're doing is about the due order of Yahuwah. So can you come back and tell me about this sin word you just got to read now, Brother Yahshua Israel? What about that sin word again?
The book of Hebrew, polluted word Hebrews, chapter 12. Verse number 4 reads, you have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin.
You have not resisted the blood, striving against sin. That's a big word there, Brother Yahshua. Well, what is the biblical definition of sin that we can read? 1 John chapter 3, 3, 3 and 4. See what the biblical definition of sin is. What is the biblical definition of sin? What do you say?
The book of 1 John chapter 3, verse number 3 and 4 reads. Book of 1 John 3, verse number 3. And every man or woman that had this hope in them purified themselves, even as he is pure. Verse number 4. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the Torah instructions. For sin is the transgression of the Torah instructions.
Sin is the breaking the first five books. So sin is the breaking the first five books. See, then the wisest man in the world, he said, Solomon, isn't you the wisest man in the world? He said, yeah, you made me that way. In Second Chronicles 1:9-12, you made me the wisest man in the world. He said, yeah. Well, then put this down in your book, Mr. Wisest Man in the World. He said, put 8:36 down in your book. Since you're the wisest man in the world, Solomon, then put this down in your book. Proverbs 8:36. Put it in your book.
The book of Proverbs. Book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse number 36 reads, "But he or she that sinneth against me, wrongeth their own self. All they that hate me love death."
He said, when you sin, either put in your book, when you sin against me, guess what you love? Death. And death can come in a lot of ways, see, right? When your death can come, when all of a sudden you want him. That's when you sin against him. Then all of a sudden, if you continue to sin against him, he just takes you all the way out. So he said, when you sin against him, you love death. Now, that's real good. So he told Solomon that. So he told Solomon that to write that. Now, then all of a sudden, Solomon was on the clock. He was on the clock. He knew these things. Now he's on the clock. Now he gonna say something let's put his daddy told him. His father told him something first. Let's see what his father told him first. His father told him something. See, and that's very wise to understand something. His father told him something. Not that he didn't know. His father told him something. And that's why when you're wise, you make sure you tell your family something. This is what he said to Solomon. You know, Solomon's daddy is David. His father is David. He said something to him in 2 down to verse 4. What he says in 1 Kings 2 down to verse 4, what did his old father say to his son? And here go a father talking to the son, eyeball to eyeball. Let's see what he said there, Brother Yahdai Israel, in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 2 down to verse 4.
The book of 1 Kings. Chapter 2, verse number 2 through 4 reads, Book of 1 Kings, chapter 2, verse number 2. I go the way of all the earth. Be you strong, therefore, and show yourself a man. Verse number 3. And keep the charge of Yahweh, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his Torah instructions, his judgments, and his testimony, covenant, as it is written in the Torah instructions of Moses. Thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. Verse number 4. And Yahweh may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, If your children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, with all their mind and with all their strength, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel.
See now, you know, most those, they always want to leave a piece of car, piece of house. But the greatest legacy you can leave is the word of Yahweh. So he left with his son key Torah instruction. He said, that's what you do. He said, make sure my son, and if you will keep the Torah instruction, you're going to be more than all right, it'll always be a man on the throne of Israel if you, leadership, keep the Torah instruction. See? Now, That's the greatest legacy you're supposed to be able to leave to your loved ones, to tell them what to keep, to her instruction. But you can tell them something, but then you got to watch and see what they do. And he'll tell you why you should keep the Torah instruction. He'll tell you why. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, he'll tell you why you ought to keep the Torah instruction. He'll tell you why. Because Solomon knew this, so he left to his son to tell him why. He said, this is why you keep the Torah instruction, the first five books. Because in Deuteronomy 7, verse number 2 down to verse 4, it says something. What do it say in 7, verse 2 down to verse 4?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse number 2 through 4 reads. Book of Deuteronomy 7, verse number 2. And when Yahweh, your Yahweh, shall deliver them before you, you shall smite them and utterly destroy them. Shall make no covenant with them, or show mercy unto them. Verse number 3, that you shall not make marriages with them, your daughter, you shall not give unto their son, nor their daughter shall you take unto your son. Verse number 4, for they will turn away your son from following me, that they may serve other false Yahuwahs. So will the anger of Yahuwah be kindled against you, and destroy you suddenly.
He said, the reason why you don't do these things, because the outcome of what they're going to do is turn you from following me. And then he said, then your mighty one going to be angry at you, and he going to do what in Ecclesiastes by precept, and that's 5, verse 6. He says, the reason why you don't do this, because you're going to make your mighty one mad at you, angry with you, that's what he say, by messing around with the other nation. And I'm going to be mad at you, and I'm going to take it back to my son in 5 verse 6. And what do you say going to do in 5 verse 6?
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5. Verse number 6 reads, suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. Neither say you before the minister's spirit that it was an error. Before Yahweh be angry at your voice and destroy the works of your hand.
And all of a sudden, you wonder why he just destroyed the works of your hand after he had gave you 28 verse 12. Deuteronomy. Now he destroyed the works of your hand, and he already gave you a 28 verse 12. You see that thing past your wrist? Do you know he got something written on that thing past your wrist in 28 verse 12 of Deuteronomy? He got something past your wrist is written. What does it say?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse number 12 reads, Yahweh shall open unto you is good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto your land in his season, to bless all the work of your hand, and bless all the works of your hand.
So he says, don't you see why you always in the back of everybody's restaurants and all these big exclusive places? Let that dough fly open long enough, you see somebody back there look like you, he's got his hand all in the dough. They be right there making all that good food back there, them big biscuits and everything. Because they know the blessings in your hands here, right? They know you got the blessings. And that's why they have the kitchen back where you barely can see and tell them, no, come up front. You just stay back there and take that wrist, that thing past your wrist, and get them biscuits right so we can sell them. And get your couple dollars and go out the back door. So you got to understand something. You got a blessing in your hand, and he's telling you now, don't blow the blessing in your hand. Don't blow it. And all the way you don't blow the blessing in your hand when you make a decision, make sure the decision you're making that you can read. And you can read what he's saying. Hell yeah, okay, that's good. Now, he can bless your hands. Now, we're going to take a look at something. Now, what happened to Solomon in the 11th chapter? With all that knowledge he had, what happened? In 11, verse 1 and 2. 1 Kings 11, 1 and 2. Now, Solomon was taught well by his father. My son, Yahweh had made you the wisest man that ever lived. The blessings in your hand, and Yahweh destroyed the works in your hand if you sin against him. He said, you got it, my son? He said, yeah, I got it. But he said, okay, I'm going away like everybody else. It was read verse 1. So that's the greatest legacy he left him. He left him a great legacy. Now we want to see what did he do. What did he do in the 11th chapter, verse 1 and 2 of 1 Kings? Now all that wisdom, sometimes you sit there with your babies and you tell them all this good wisdom what they can read. And now when they're on the clock, let's see what happened in 11 verse 2 of 1 Kings.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 11, verse number 2. 1 Kings 11.
1 and 2. 1 and 2. Yeah, 1 and 2 there, Brother Yahshua Israel. 1 Kings 11, 1 and 2.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 11, verse number 1 and 2 reads. Book of 1 Kings 11, verse number 1. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughters of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, five sons of Esau, Zidonians, and Hittites. Verse number 2. Of the nations concerning which Yahweh said unto the family of Israel, you should not go in to them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they would turn away your mind after their false Yahweh. Solomon claimed unto thee, in love.
Well, you mean all that good talk the father told his son, pointing back to Deuteronomy, and what do Deuteronomy 7 verse 4 say again? He said, now, Solomon, the reason why I don't want you to do this with the other nations, I don't want you to do it. Because of what they're going to do to you. And you just got to repeat it again. But we're going to read again in 7 verse 4, the reason why you have to sit your babies down and you have to show them what the Bible saying, not that one I say. What it says in 7 verse 4 of Deuteronomy.
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 7. Verse number 4 reads, but they would turn away your sons and daughters from following me. They may serve other false Yahweh. So would the anger of Yahweh be kindled against you and destroy you suddenly?
He said, the reason why, because they're going to turn you away from following me. That's what he said. He said, what are they going to do? And then when you stop following me, I'm going to get angry with you. And then I'm going to destroy the works of your hands. That's what he said. And he said something else going to happen to you when you do these things with these other nations. He said something else going to happen to you in Numbers 36. He said it's already laid out what's going to happen. Let's see what's going to happen to you when you mess with other nations. What it says in the 36th chapter of the Heavenly Tablets, and pick up verse 3, and we'll take it down to verse number 8. We look at the 36th chapter of Numbers. Let's see. That's why I say we have to be able to show our peoples what the Bible is saying and not what the one I'm saying is saying. Let's see what they have in the tablet saying 36th chapter. The reason why we have to tell them these things and what you got at stake. In 36:3, down to verse number, let's take it down to verse 7 and verse 13. We'll leave it right there. And we get a closing statement out to your brother, Yahdai Israel. We get a closing statement out to your behind this right here. Let's see what we get in 36 chapter, verse 3, down to verse 7 and 13. What does it say?
The book of Numbers, chapter 36, verse number 3 through 7, and verse number 13 reads, book of Numbers 36, verse number 3. If they be married to any of the sons of the other tribes of the family Israel, they shall their inheritance be taken from the inheritance of our fathers, shall be put to the inheritance of the tribe, whereunto they are received, so shall they be taken from the lot of our inheritance. Verse number 4, when the jubilee of the family Israel shall be then, shall their inheritance be put unto the inheritance of the tribe, whereunto they are received, so shall their inheritance be taken away the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers. Verse number 5. And Moses commanded the family of Israel according to the word of Yahweh saying, the tribe of the sons of Joseph have said well. Verse 6. This is the thing which Yahweh doth command concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, that they marry to whom they think best, only to the family of the tribe of their fathers shall they marry. Verse number 7. So shall not the inheritance of the family of Israel remove from tribe to tribe. For every one of the family of Israel shall keep themselves to the inheritance of the tribe of their fathers. Verse 13. These are the commandments, Torah instructions, and the judgment which Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moses unto the family of Israel in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho.
Well, this is the man that made the heaven and earth. So he told Moses exactly, pertaining to that, he said, what happens when you get outside of your nation of Israel, that's why you have to know who you are, he said, automatically you lose your inheritance. So when you get outside of, you know, the ones that love the rainbow kind of way of doing things, rainbows, you know, Brother made it famous about being the rainbow something, you know. But he said, but in the eyes of your mighty one, you have lost your inheritance. Because they're going to piss you away from following me. And I'm going to be angry with you and destroy the works of your hands. So that's what your loved ones have to know, why they down there small about when it's time for you to go to kindergarten and be out among the other nations. He said, now, what I don't want you to do is mingle with the other nations. Because if you do so, you will lose your inheritance. And then the works of your hands, I'm going to destroy it. That's what he say? I'm going to destroy the works of your hands because I'm going to be angry with you. That's what he said in his book. He said, Moses, you make sure you tell the children of Israel that I will be angry with you. So do you want to continue to keep this man angry at you? And the world knows these things. Because as long as he angry with you, they have more time to continue to do what they do to you. And that's why this ministry must come and show you how to get this man from not being angry with you. Huh? Brother Yahdai Israel, we catch you in the top part of the Sabbath day. Got around to it already that quick. What's your closing statement is? Come on.
Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua. Another way is rolling out, see Israel. See Royal. Great word, King. To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Excellent. Brother Yahdai Israel, the lead teacher out of Camp 1. So he's telling you, do you want this man to continue being, and that's why this ministry is so important, and that's why it's so important for you to understand we must have our own radio station, banquet hall, school, land to grow our own products. That's what we got to do. And that's why we are create a ministry that'll come on after this ministry on Power Talk. Now, how you get on Power Talk? He told you how to do it. You have to go into the Power Talk room, and you got to look for ethnic group, and you got to click on ethnic group. Then you got to go down to African American. Click on that. Then you got to create you a username. Click on that. Then you got to swing down to it says Yahuwah's True Teachers, something like that. Voice of True Israelite. And you click on that. And then you'll be right in the room, and the elders will be in the room out in this broadcast to give you any Bible-related questions. Oh, I got a question. Then come to the microphone. The elders will be there to give you a Bible answer. And Mother of Dr. Israel out of Camp 2 will be there to read your scripture out that you have. Make sure you got a scripture. When we come off the broadcast, and make sure you got a scripture. Oh, you know, something I heard you say, and but what scripture did you want us to examine? So you, when you come to the microphone, have a scripture, then Mother of Dr. Israel out of Camp 2, she's going to read it. And then the elders going to look at that scripture, and the seer will be standing by, and we examine that scripture and see where we can help you at. Because, see, we in the helping business of you. Matter of fact, we'll swing out there around Kankakee, around Pembrokes. We'll look at Camp 3 out here. And we're going to see if we get in contact with Sister B, Israel, and bring her in out of Camp 3 and see if we get a Hallelujah Gua on her. See, we run out there around Camp 3, around Pembrokes, Kankakee, and I think you can get a Hallelujah Yahuwah out of it. Camp 3, you're on the clock. Yahuwah be with you.
Yahuwah bless you. Hallelujah. Shalom, brother. How are you tonight?
Well, we're doing extra fine there, Camp 3, coming out of Kankakee, Springfield, and meet Kankakee and Pembrokes. And
right.
We're doing great. We got a great broadcast coming on in about 30 minutes where those that got any questions, the Six Anointed Camps going to be on that broadcast to answer anybody questions that they got. Any questions they got, we're going to all be on that network, Power Talk. And if any questions that they have, we like to be answered by the elders.
Wonderful, brother.
In Timothy chapter 5, verse 1, 2, elders, male and female, according to Timothy chapter 5, verse 1, 2, 19 and 20. So we just want to make sure that it's clear that we hear you and see you there, Camp 3 out of Kankakee, Pembrokes.
All right.
So all right. Well going your way?
That's wonderful, wonderful, great news that we're expanding ourselves like that and going to the four corners of the earth. This is wonderful. Praise his holy and most glorious name forever. And it's always a pleasure to get here to say shalom to you and all our converts that's in this truth, you know, because there's nothing like this truth. You hear me? There's no other truth but this truth. Praise his holy and most glorious name forever. And I thank you for giving me these few minutes to say that. And I hope that you continue to do your marvelous work and stay strong and healthy and all the prosperity that can come to you here. praise his holy and most glorious name, and thank you. Hallelujah and shalom.
Excellent. And that's camp three. Tales, if you're out in the area, Kankakee area, Pembroke's area, we are doing our part to help you understand there's some things that you need to know. And it's written in this book, so that's why we got this broadcast coming up right behind here called Care Talk. You see, you go to Care Talk and you say, I got to get me a username, okay. And say, you're going to say ethnic group. You say, okay, I click on ethnic group. You're going to say African American, okay, I click on that. Then I'm going to swing down to where it says two name teachers. Yahweh be with you. Oh, I'm going to click on that. Then you will be in the room. And then the elders will be there. The elders will be there. And out of camp two will be the mother reading. Mother, adopted Israel, coming out of camp two. She will do all the reading. So if you got a question, a comment, or something like that, come to the microphone and just come to the microphone, and if you got something you don't understand, that, but it got to be a scripture, because we only here to talk scripture and to help those that need to understand. Broadcast only minutes away. So we're going to stroll down and come back to camp one, and we're going to look at the mothers out of camp one. And we're going to see, can we get the mothers out of camp one to go up two scriptures around. Let's see if we find some mothers out of camp one. How about Mother D.F. Israel? See if we find Mother D.F. Israel out of camp one. And let's see if we meet the mother out of camp one by saying, Mother D.F. Israel. Yahweh be with you, F.C. Roy.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seroah. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother D.F. Israel. You know, I'm always excited, and, you know, we're on the road of no return. So, one thing we know, we got to help our peoples, but they got to know they need help. And the help is not coming from knowing his words. It's an order of things that got to be known. And one thing about it, what kind of way we supposed to be when we helping our peoples in Daniel 6 verse 3? Like Mother D.F. Israel, in Daniel 6 verse 3, how do we supposed to be to help our peoples in Daniel chapter 6 verse 3?
Daniel chapter 6 verse 3, and it reads, then this Daniel was preferred above the president and the prince because an excellent spirit was in him. King sought to set him over the whole realm.
So, they're the enemy. They'll do the right thing. But we are the six anointed camps must have. What kind of spirit again there, Mother D.F. Israel? What kind of spirit we got to have?
Excellent spirit.
Oh, we got to have an excellent spirit. And that's the game changer right there. We must have, to make this work, we must have a excellent spirit. And that's what we got to have. And when you precept an excellent spirit, what is that in Isaiah 40, verse 8? Isaiah 40, verse 8, what is that?
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Yahweh shall stand forever.
So we got to be clear on what's going to stand forever. We got to be clear what's going to stand forever is his words. That's what's going to stand forever. And once we understand, then Peter pulled that verse in 125, and Peter pulled that verse. So now Peter looked on the left side of the book. Then he pulled that verse on the right side of the book in 125. He do he deviate from what the seer just said in 125. What do you say there, Mother D.F. Israel?
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25. But the word of Yahweh endures forever. And this is the word which by the covenant is taught unto you.
Right. So what's going to stand is his word. So I don't care how much conversation we have, what's going to stand is his word. And tell me something, what should we be doing with our loved ones if we got them up on our roof? Let's see what we should be doing with our loved ones in 2 Ezra chapter 1, 40. So now we got our grandbabies, we got them all around. What should we be saying to them? To take your little smartphone and go over here in the corner somewhere else. Go watch that one-eyed Satan. What should we be telling our loved ones if we got the grandbabies over? Let's go to 2 Ezra. Let's find out what the middle spirit told the seer. What you supposed to be talking to your loved ones about. Let's go to the first chapter, verse 36 down to verse 40. And any names in verse 40, you kind of, you know, caught up by one issue. Keep it moving. 136 through 40 says what?
2 Ezra, chapter 1, 36 through 40. And it reads, verse 36. They have seen no seer yet. They shall call their sins to remembrance and acknowledge them. Verse 37. I take to witness the mercy of the people to come, whose little ones rejoice in gladness. And though they have not seen me, my bodily eyes, yet in spirit, they believe the things that I say. Verse 38. And now, brethren, sisters, behold what honor and see the people that comes from the east. 39. Unto whom I will give for leaders, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, Hosea, Amos, and M, Joel, A, and Jonah, N, and A again, Zephaniah, A again, Zacharias, and M, which is called also a ministering spirit of Yahweh.
But he said he's going to give you leaders. But wait a minute.
Yeah.
But he said he's going to give you leaders, but the names he named there is the other names in the Bible. But we've been given leaders like Oprah Winfrey. We've been given leaders like Jesse Jackson. We've been given leaders like Farrakhan. We've been given leaders like Marcus Garvey. We've been given leaders. Wait a minute. He just tell you, your leaders is in the Bible. So we've been given leaders like basketball players. But he tell you, your leaders I'm going to give you in the Bible. And there are the names of your leaders. So do you know anything about your leaders in the Bible? Do you know what Zechariah did, said? Do you know what Michael said? Do you know about any of the seals in the Bible? And this is your leaders. So you have to be able to show your loved ones your leaders is not on that one I say. Your leaders is not rap entertainers. Lil Wayne and Lil Michael and all that. That's not your leaders. Your leaders is coming from the pages of this book. So Have you showed your grandbabies that the Almighty gonna give you leaders? That means the spirit of the men that you just got through hearing their names. They is back already in the spirit in somebody's body. Because Abraham, Isaac, and Israel is dead. So how you gonna give you leaders unless that spirit is gonna be in somebody and you gotta recognize, but how you recognize them through what? How do you recognize them too? You got to read the Bible. This is how you recognize all of your leaders that you're supposed to sit down with your grandbabies. This is how you recognize them in Matthew's chapter 15. Now, how do you recognize a leader today? Let's go to Matthew's chapter 15. Let's see, can we see what the Bible say? Recognize a leader according to the Bible. See what we can find out in the 16th chapter. And we'll look right down at Matthew chapter 16, verse 27 and 28. We want to see, you got your grandbabies coming by. Show them the leaders that's in the Bible. Because the leaders in the Bible, they have done some things that we need to know about. And we'll find out what they've done. And then he'll tell you how you recognize them in 16, 27, 28. How do you recognize them, Mother D.F. Israel, Steve Roy? How do you recognize a leader?
Matthew chapter 16, verses 27 and 28. Verse 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the honor of his Father with his ministering spirit. And them he shall reward every man or woman according to their works. 28. Truly I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
So it's going to be according to your work, see, right? You know, how you are now maybe retired or whatever, or still doing it. You know that you can't be in the paycheck line unless you've done some work. So you know that he is going to see what you're made of according to your works.
Mm-hmm.
Your works. So your leaders that he told you a minute ago, and that it's about their works. Let's go back to 2 Ezra again, pick up verse 3. We're going to 2 Ezra chapter 3, and we'll look at verse 30 to 36.
Second Ezra.
Let's go back to, 2 Ezra. These are the books in the pocket for that in 1885 removed 14 books out of your Bible. I know you look in your Bible and say, my, I ain't got 56 books. Well, then you owe that to the Protestant church in 1885. They're taking it out. They taking the original King James 1611. They got all 80 books in there. But then they knew that if you continue studying them, all of 80 books, you're going to know too much. So they removed 14 books from your book. So you look in your Bible and you see 66 books. You know what they did? They removed 14 books from that your Bible. Because if you know what them 14 books are saying, you'll be a little bit more asking some more questions. And that's why we on the network in about 15 more minutes, and you'll hear the elders tell you some things that you need to know in writing. You got books that's missing. And if you got half of the story, how you going to know the whole story if you got books that's missing? And the history says in 1885, they snatched out 14 books out of your Bible and gave you 66 and tell you now you go for what you know. And your preacher won't even tell you that the books that was taken out in 1885. So he's telling you half of the story, but we're going to give you the rest of the story. Second Ezra 3. Verse 30 to 36 says what?
Second Ezra chapter 3, verses 30 to 36, verse 30. For I have seen how thou suffer them sinning and has spared and has spread it wicked through us and has destroyed your peoples and has preserved thine enemy and has not sanctified it. Verse 31, I did not remember how this way may be left. Are they then of Babylon better than they of Yagdat Judah? 32, or is there any other people that know you besides Israel? Or what generation has so believed your covenant as Israel? 33, and yet their reward approach not, and their labor has no fruit, gone here and there through the nation. And I see that they flow in wealth and think not upon your Torah instruction. 34. Wait thou therefore our wickedness, how in the balance, and there also that dwell in the world, and so shall they name nowhere be found but in Israel. 35. Or when was they which dwell upon the earth have not sinned in your sight? Or what people have so kept your Torah instruction? 36. Thou shalt find that Israel by name has kept your precept, but not the nation.
What did he communicate with the middle spirit? He said, why are we in captivity? That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Why is we in captivity? And why I see the other nations, they get it in Greenwich. They got everything to work with, and we ain't got nothing. He said, I see a few individuals, they all right, but I ain't never seen no nation that done what we done. So why are we in this predicament? And everybody's skinning and grinning, we got to go to them. He said, What don't happen? He just told you, because you are sinning against him. You are broke what he told you, and when you broke what he told you what's going to happen to you in Deuteronomy 28:47-50. He said, the reason why you in the captivity you in right now, because you have sinned against him. And the reason why the other 17 nations all got you over there bent over in bad shape, because you have sinned against him. And the only way you're going to get out of it, you got to reverse sinning against him. Then he's going to turn your captivity. But you got to stop sinning against him. What you reading that, Mother D.F. Israel?
You say Deuteronomy 48:47-50.
So you need to know why you in condition you in Israel, because you sinning against him. And as long as you continue to sin against him, you always going to be in this situation. Sin, you breaking what he got written in his book. And you know what he said he's going to do for you for sinning against him? We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 28:47-54. We're going to find out what he's going to do to you if you continue to sin against him. What did he say that, Mother D.F. Israel?
64. Deuteronomy chapter 28:64, verse 47. Because thou servest not Yahweh, your Yahweh, with joyfulness and with gladness of mind. For the abundance of all things, 48. Therefore shall you serve thine enemy, which Yahweh shall stand against you in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed you. Verse 49. Yahweh shall bring a nation against you from afar, from the ends of the earth as swift the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. Verse 50. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of old, nor show favor to the young. Verse 64. And Yahweh shall scatter you among all the people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there you shall serve false Yahwehs, which neither you nor your fathers have known, every wood and stone, even wood and stone.
You know, you're going to serve false mighty ones, even wood. Mm-hmm. What the wood is? The cross. You know what the stone is? The cobblestone of Islamic, cobblestone. Is that what you're going to be doing? It's going to send this last ministry to you to tell you the reason why you're in trouble now is because of your cross serving and your rock serving. And that's why we're here to tell you, see, Royal, the sixth anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite is here to tell you. Long as you continue to serve the cross and the stone, which is Islam, the cross is Christianity, you, the peoples of the book, will remain in this captivity. And that's why we're on this radio station. And that's why we'll be on the next radio station in 3 more minutes on Prayer Talk. And if you got any questions or comments or anything we have said, come to the microphone. You have the elders answer your question, and I'll be on the other listening to, and I'm ready to answer your question. But do you know why we're in trouble today? Sin. Sin is breaking the first 5 books. And that's why this series is about the due order. As long as we keep sinning, we're not going to see the due order. But we need to show you the due order. It's up to you to take it. Before I get your final statement, I got an auntie on the network. And bring my auntie up and let us see how you enjoyed the broadcast, my auntie. My auntie, why don't you let us hear how you enjoyed the broadcast tonight, my auntie. Guess what? The world listen to you now. What you got to say? What you got to say, my auntie? Oh, okay. All right, auntie. We'll talk to you. All righty. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, we are getting ready to do some big things in a minute on that Blog Talk Radio and all that good stuff. What you got to say there, Mother D.F. Israel? What you got ready to say as we get ready to switch the station to that broadcast? Look at WCC. See, now you know we gave you total 3 hours. I said, well, yeah, I know. Because you're getting threatened to do the right thing. So, you know, I know that. You got to do the right thing. So now we got your question answered and everything. You all right? So now, Mother D.F. Israel, what you got to say as we get ready to go listen to the elders on what they is getting ready to do on Pair Talk. What you got to say, and what's your closing statement is there? Come on.
Well, I say hallelujah. Why I am so excited about the elders coming in on the broadcast. And I say hallelujah. Why. I want to read for my closing First Peter chapter 2, verses 9. And it reads, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, nation, a peculiar, polluted for a special people, that you should show forth the praises of him, Yahweh the Son, who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Hallelujah, Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. That's Mother Dear Israel. Y'all some old mother, but they out of town, and they know to be on the broadcast. And remember one thing, we're going to open up a brand new broadcast in a minute on Pair Talk, and you know how to work the broadcast. You know how to work it. You go to you find Pair Talk on your phone or whatever. Then you look on your phone or your computer, you see Pair Talk, and they say, here, go to Ethnic Room, and you click on Ethnic Room. Then you go to African American, click on that, and scroll down and look at two named teachers. And click on that, and you'll be in the room. You come to the microphone and ask your question. You got a question relating to anything we'll say on the broadcast? You got a scripture? But you got to have a scripture now. I got a scripture. What this scripture mean? Then the mother out of camp too, adopted Israel, see right here, okay, verse. And then we all take a look at it and see how what can we help you at. See, we can help you through the scriptures. We can help you. But you got to want to be helped. But you got to want to put down sin. You know what the biblical definition of sin is? Breaking the first five books. We can help you through the scriptures, but you got to make a change. And you got to stop sinning against him. And sin, the biblical definition of sin, is breaking.